Commonwealth Institute is an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit research group here in Virginia that, and we conduct analysis of public policies in the state, particularly with a focus on how they affect middle class and low income people in Virginia.
What has your analysis shown you in regards to, you know, the expansion of health care coverage?
So when you look at what state lawmakers are facing in terms of the closing the coverage gap that they've created in Virginia, under the new health law, 400,000 folks in Virginia who are uninsured right now could get health care coverage starting this year if the General Assembly chooses to accept those federal dollars that have been allocated to cover these people in Virginia and close the coverage gap where we have hundreds of thousands of Virginians who don't have access to affordable, quality health care.
You know, one of the things that the opponents say is that, well, before they make any changes, they need to tighten up the system here. Is that a legitimate concern, or is it worth it just going ahead and then doing the cleanup on the back end?
The opportunities that we have right now is a compromise that has emerged from the Virginia Senate, which wouldn't go ahead and expand the state's Medicaid program, but rather would take these federal dollars that have been allocated to Virginia and use it to purchase private health insurance for low-income adults who would qualify if we close the coverage gap. So that's a sort of innovative solution that's emerged as a way to try to leverage the access and efficiencies of the private health insurance market and cover more people in Virginia. In addition, the state Medicaid office has been undertaking a series of reforms that have been asked of them by the General Assembly starting last year that include significant increases in the number of people who are covered under managed care in Virginia, undertaking an innovative new program to coordinate the care better for low-income seniors who often have high needs and chronic conditions, and implementing new eligibility and enrollment systems that help streamline and get away from a more paper-driven system. And so I think Virginia can walk and chew gum at the same time. We can continue to make improvements to the existing Medicaid program, and we can adopt this new innovative approach that has been offered by the Virginia Senate to cover more people and close the coverage gap we have in this state, where folks make too much money to be covered by our basic Medicaid program, but not enough money to get coverage in the new health benefit marketplaces.
So this federal money that's available, now is this from the Medicaid expansion pot of money, or is this a different, and would this fly with the feds?
Yes, and so it's that same pot of money that's been allocated by the federal government, and the federal government has been approving a number of states to undertake similar innovative approaches. So for example, in states like Arkansas and Michigan and Iowa, and even right now in Pennsylvania, they have proposed similar private options to try to find more innovative, creative ways to extend healthcare coverage to more folks, but leverage the effectiveness and efficiencies of the private insurance markets to do so. And the Obama administration has been open to that, and they've been approving these innovative alternatives. And so Virginia would simply have to apply for this kind of waiver to get approved for this kind of innovative model. But there's no reason to think that we wouldn't, given how other states have been similarly trying to figure out creative ways to close the coverage gap and have more folks in their states have access to quality, affordable health insurance.
If it didn't work, Michael, would it be something that they could go back and revisit in the future as far as just, you know, straight out Medicaid expansion?
Sure. There's periods where you're usually approved for, you know, a few years for one of these waivers, and then you'd have an opportunity to come back and apply for it to be renewed or renegotiated in some way. And so Virginia would have all the opportunity to assess, how's it going? Is it working the way we had hoped? Are we getting the kinds of outcomes we had hoped in terms of better quality of life and lower cost for these folks? And if not, we can always make changes as we go to try to improve upon what's working and try to address what's not working.
Does the Institute, if more people are covered, Michael, do you see it as ultimately less of a drain on everybody else that has health care insurance?
Yes, and you see there's some very significant state budget savings that would go with covering more people, because Virginia is already spending money to treat uninsured folks in places like emergency rooms. And so making sure more Virginians have health insurance and can get the care that they need from their doctors before they get sicker will reduce spending on emergency room care, and that's a smarter use of all of our healthcare dollars.